Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
Above us here, you can see there's a big sycamore tree. So it's going to be a big dropping load of seeds below
us. Last Saturday afternoon in Muckross, teenagers from all over the county, from Rathmore to Glenbey, worked with conservation rangers to clear an area of yew woodland so new seedlings could flourish. It's the first time the Education Centre at Killarney National Park is running a monthly series of advanced conservation activities for young people aged from 14 to 17, building on courses they already run for children. Owen and Killian from Rathmore and Jake from Fusa told me why they signed up to the course.
I signed up because I just like nature and I just like going out and enjoying the planet. And I was always a big fan of nature growing up. I always used to go on walks, watch nature documentaries and all that.
Are you worried about the loss of biodiversity that we have and all this talk about climate change?
It does in some ways, yes, and other ways, no, I would say. Some of the losses of biodiversity, like the Macroom bypass, the moving of the badgers and the loss of the slugs, I suppose. Badgers, like, they were moved in with all the cows into the fields and now they have to create their own habitats all over again, like the slugs and as well. So now the slugs are gone, unfortunately.
Can I ask yourself, why did you sign up to it?
I suppose I signed up because I'd be interested in, like, kind of the environment around the local area, especially, like, Kerry and stuff. And I was looking at it more of a geographical way, like, I do geography for Leaving Cert, like, so I like the kind of ecology part as well.
Yeah. Could you see yourself in a career like this?
Probably not, but definitely, like, I do more volunteering, especially, like, if I had a chance when I'm older.
Yeah. Sometimes I think there's doom and gloom about the environment. You know, you could get terrified by all the talk about climate change and biodiversity loss. Does that affect you?
It does in a way, yeah, I suppose. But then you have to kind of look at the facts and the almost propaganda, I suppose, like what they tell you online. But I'd look at it myself as, like, it's something everyone should pay attention to and to definitely look into and to support, really, like, because at the end of the day, there's the only one planet, like, so we all need to do our own part.
Can I ask yourself, you're used to the park, you're from Fusa, not too far away. Is that why you got involved?
Well, I just wanted to see what the park rangers were doing. I wanted to just have an interest in nature, always have, and I just want to get a deeper understanding of what they do in the park. Yeah.
And how are you enjoying it so far?
It's good. I've got to understand what they do. We got to help the trees grow, which is what we've been mostly, and we got to see the quality of the water. Enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
You have a lot more to learn. This is only the second day.
The second day.
Tonight, you're going looking for bats and badgers.
Yeah. We have headsets for the light, so we're going to go searching. It'll be interesting. I'll be interested to see what's there.
But you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's very good. I'd definitely recommend to my friends.
Chris Barron, originally from Somerset in England, has been a conservation ranger in the park since the late 1990s. He said they're delighted to have a course now aimed at older teenagers.
Yes, it's something that we've been looking to do for a long time. It is called Junior Ranger Plus, and we would have done Junior Ranger camps and also summer camps for children, maybe now for 20 odd years. The ordinary day camps are for 7 to 12 year olds, and they would come and stay for the day, well, from sort of 10-ish till 3-ish, and they would head home again. The junior ranger camps, then we would do later days with them, and we might be out doing bat walks and badger set watches and things like that, and moth trapping and a bit more advanced. So those camps, they would be for 12 to 14 year olds, and now this new, the Junior Ranger Plus, is for 14 to 17 year olds. So, as I say, it's something new, but it's something that we've been looking to do for a long time, because we always felt there was a gap for that age group. And, you know, when you get to that age group, sometimes they don't feel that it's so cool to be into wildlife or nature, but it's to help, I suppose, youngsters gain an understanding of environmental issues, but also an understanding of their park, their national park and to maybe go into parts of the national park that they might not go into if they were out with their mates or with their parents or whatever, so to show them new areas, but also to understand how some of those areas might be managed, whether it's management of the deer or management of invasive species, but to get an insight into how things are done, why things are done, but also to develop an understanding and maybe a love for the place, really.
Participants in the course will be learning lots of new skills, from ecological surveys to map reading to navigation. Chris told me about some of the conservation work the group will be involved in.
They did some weeding around some seedlings that we'd planted with some local schools that we hope will eventually turn into a lovely patch of oak woodland. Then they did some kick sampling in the river. They collected macroinvertebrates, and from that they came up with a biotic index which indicates how clean the river is. Today they're going to be doing some work controlling some invasive species in an area of yew woodland, and then later on this evening we're going to do a badger set watch and then do a bat walk with bat detectors so that they can identify the species that they're coming across. In October, it'll be the deer rut, so we're going to talk about management of deer. We're going to go out with infrared imagery and look at the deer during the night time. Later on then, in November, they're going to look at footpath maintenance and the importance of managing water on footpaths up in the uplands. And then they're going to do some bird surveys in December. For the spring, we'll start again, and we'll have a different set of topics for each month. You know, there'll be butterfly surveys, bumblebee surveys. We do a good bit of trying to introduce them to some of those citizen science projects that are out there.
Fantastic. And it's great to see teenagers doing this, isn't it?
Yeah. To have, I think there was 20 booked on to the programme, and to have those all local youngsters that are interested in the environment, interested in coming out and doing something voluntarily to improve the environment, is great to have young people active and enthusiastic.
And bringing that information home too.
Exactly, yes. You know, there'll be things that they'll learn here that they'll bring home and say to the parents or their brothers and sisters, look, this is what we learnt here today, and maybe we could do the garden bird survey through our kitchen window over the winter and things like that. And it gives a bit of a ripple effect into homes and then into communities. And
as Chris mentioned, last Saturday, one of the jobs the young people did was clearing an area of yew woodland. Conservation ranger Callum Sweeney explains why that's important.
So the students are helping us here. We're in the middle of a yew woodland conservation project. So we've removed a lot of invasive species, and the students are helping us here to weed for tree seedlings that are not native. So specifically sycamore and beech seedlings. And we're also putting tree guards around yew seedlings that are native and very rare. So we're trying to protect them with metal tree guards, which is a 1.5 or 2 inch mesh that we put around the trees to protect them from deer.
Yeah. Tell me about yew trees.
Yeah, so in Killarney National Park, we have one of the largest yew woodlands in Europe, and certainly the largest in Ireland. So it's really important that we protect it and that we facilitate the woodland to expand, because it's so rare, and we need to really protect our native yew woodlands.
Yeah, so they're helping you there pull out seedlings from species that you don't want here. You want to let space and air and light for the yews to thrive.
So we've had contractors in here clearing ground. We've had volunteers, and now the young rangers are helping us. And it's fantastic, just because many hands makes light work, and they're great at finding all of the seedlings. They've already found 2 yew seedlings, and we're putting tree guards around them now, so they're excited about that.
Ireland is experiencing significant biodiversity loss, with over 20% of assessed species here threatened with extinction. Chris says we don't always notice the decline until it's at a critical level.
When you're a lot younger, you think, oh, you know, you're resilient, the world is resilient, and you think that everything will be fine. But I think at stages now, we do realise, even with the type of weather that we're getting, that we are having a very big impact on the climate and also the species. This year was great for butterflies this year, but really I saw an article only today from Butterfly Conservation in the UK, and they said really it seemed as if there was a good number this year, but that was because last year was so bad, and the year before, really this year, was only an average year for butterflies. So it just goes to demonstrate, you know, that things happen often without us realising. Yeah. The decline is there, and it's only when you stop and look at the evidence that you realise how drastically things have declined. And that's why it's important for kids like these to take part in some of the citizen science projects, like monitoring butterflies or moths and birds in their garden and things like this, and trying to create an interest, but also for them to realise that those little bits that they do and those things that they record help us form a picture of what is happening locally or even globally.
Can I ask you, you know, you mentioned butterflies. Are there any other species here in Killarney National Park that you'd be worried about?
I suppose I would worry about everything, really, if I was let. But I suppose butterflies and moths would be what could be termed as an indicator species. They give an indication of the state of the environment, because they would be the species that would be perhaps more affected by the change in the weather patterns or the change of our use of herbicides and pesticides and things like that. But then there would be things further up the food chain, like if you're thinking about the moths, the bats that feed on the moths. If there's not the insects for them to feed on, then their numbers are going to decline as well. And it would be the same with migratory birds like swifts and swallows. When they arrive into Ireland to spend the summer and there's no food, insect life here for them to feed on, their numbers are going to decline as well. And it's not just the food provision for them, but also their nesting sites. Swifts and bats, I suppose, are one of two species that are close to my heart, perhaps. You've seen the dramatic decline in swift numbers recently. Some of that is to do with the change in our weather patterns and the lack of insects for them, but it's also us trying to be more sustainable with our buildings and filling in gaps where we've got drafts blowing, and then there's not the little crevices for them to nest in. So a lot of what we do has a bit of an impact on everything around us. And really, when we realise that we're part of the ecosystem, we're part of the ecosystem, so we're part of solution, but we're also part of the problem. And everybody's actions have some impact somewhere, and whether it's a positive action will help improve things, yeah, or an action that we don't realise is negative, is going to have an influence as well.
A love of nature and helping to protect wildlife was the main reason that young people signed up to this course. I chatted to Edie from Ballyvourney, Jesse, Niamh, Amy and Samuel from Killarney, Dara from Killorglin and Nathan from Glenbey.
I just thought it would be very interesting. I'm interested in lots of stuff to do with nature, and I thought it'd be nice to learn about it.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of talk now about the environment and how much damage we've done to it in terms of climate change and biodiversity loss. Is that one of the reasons that you want to be part of the solution?
Yeah, I'd like to learn more about it, and the more knowledge I have, the better I can help.
Great. What about you? You're from Killarney, you're local, so you know the park. Is that part of the reason you signed up to it?
Yeah, and I just really like nature, and I don't like the idea of like global warming taking over, so like helping out as much as I can is the reason that I wanted to do this.
What are you learning? Because you're familiar with the park, so it isn't new to you.
We're kind of learning about all the different animals that are kind of around the park and the biodiversity that's here, so like there's more than you expect in the smaller places.
Yeah. You're also from Killarney.
I am.
So why did you sign up to it?
So I absolutely love animals, and I love to learn about nature. So I'm from Singapore, and I come from two different backgrounds, a very city town, and now coming to Killarney, it's very like country. So I get to learn about the animals here. You don't see them a lot in Singapore. And also when I grew up, I really want to be a lawyer for like the wildlife and for rights about the wildlife. So it's great that I get to learn more about what I'm fighting for and the rights for keeping the climate and the woodlands and like just conservating all that land.
It's fantastic. Now, Why did you sign up to it?
Because in like sixth class, my primary school teacher would have been like really into nature, and then like she'd be showing us like all about the national park, and then I was like, oh, that's a bit interesting. You get to see the park but in a different view.
My dad, he's a ranger, so I've been like kind of growing up into this. I do like going around in nature, and I'm actually in the Muckross Rowing Club, so I've been around here a lot, and I just thought it was interesting, and I said I'd do it.
And what about yourself? Why did you sign up to it?
Because me and my sister have a farm at home, and I just like nature, and I like the animals, and
wildlife and forestry and all that.
Very good. And what about you?
I suppose we'd be in here a lot, like walking and cycling, and you'd see the rangers and just kind of more of an insight of what they do around here.
And there's an awful lot of talk, isn't there, about biodiversity loss and nature and the environment. Is that playing in the back of your head?
Yeah, I suppose it's always kind of interesting to like see firsthand, because it's a lot of words then like being thrown to you on the news. So it's nice to see actually what they're talking about here.
And it can get a bit overwhelming, can't it, all this talk about doomsday. At least you're actively doing something.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel a bit better then, that you're not just sitting at home and making it worse. So it's telling everyone else then at home and informing them really then again, so they might start to do something with themselves.
If you have children or young people who may be interested in future courses at Killarney National Park, contact them on 064 66 35960.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.